Turn it loose, I guess.
If we're going someplace together, and you start off ahead, I holler, hey, wait. And you say, all right, I'll wait. Just, I'll wait for you, I'll wait on you, or...
I'll wait for you.
If, I always hate this one. If somebody's a pest...
somebody's a pest now.
And he hangs around and hangs around and hangs around. Somebody says, why do you let him stay around there? You say, I don't. I want to...
I'm telling him to get it gone.
I don't really want him to stay around. I'd like to get... Well, let's say you have an old cat.
I'd like to kick him out.
And somebody says, why do you keep that cat? And you say, I don't want to keep that cat. I've been trying to get...
Rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You try to get rid of them. Once in a while you find that kind of people.
If, let's say you find an old letter sometime, mm-hmm. There's no date on it. You go to your husband and let's say you know that he did it. You'd say, mm-hmm. When was this?
Written.
Mm-hmm. And if you write to someone and you want, you expect to get information, you'd say, please give me an...
RSVP.
An RSVP? Send me your...
Yeah.
Send me your...
You're supposed to answer, you know, with that on it.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't know where to send the letter, but your husband does, you take it to him and say, will you please...
Address this letter.
Uh-huh. In school, the teacher did what?
She talked.
Uh-huh. And,
most of the time.
If somebody wants to do something, I mean, you don't particularly care anyway, you say, that's all right, you can do it if...
If you want to.
Mm-hmm. What would a person be called who went up to tell the teacher what the other children were doing?
A tattletale.
Uh-huh. And what would you say this child does?
Tell stories.
Mm-hmm. If...
excuse me.
Oh, let's say you feel pretty certain something's going to happen if somebody does something a certain way, and you warn him about this, and he goes ahead and he does it,
well,
and it happens.
So.
You say, I told you so. I warned you. I knew it. Or
I knew this would happen. You know, you quite a few remarks like that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Told you so. That's usually what you say to.
Where did you get your spending money when you were a girl?
Well, I didn't have much. But the most spending money I had, I picked cotton for it.
Uh-huh. And then you got, your dad would... Was it your dad who paid you, or...?
Yeah, usually my brother and I'd take it to the gin and have a gin and get our own money.
Uh-huh. The fellow at the gin gave you the money?
Mm-hmm. For the cotton. You know, back in my childhood days, we had very little money. We didn't have anything to spend it for.
Yeah, we couldn't get to town, I guess.
No. Once in a while, there'd be a picnic, and you could come down and buy some pink lemonade or something like that. But now, really and truly, there wasn't anything.
Mm-hmm.
Till I was I was a fairly young lady when they began to get things where you could really need money to spend.
Yeah, it's strange how the country's changed.
Yes,
just one
me. I just look at these kids now. They just got a pocket full of money. They're just running and hunting and looking for something to do all the time. I just can't figure it out. When you stop then to think about how everything else is, that's just the way it is.
This was one of the things that disturbed me when I was in California. There was nothing you could do
Mm-mm.
without spending money.
Mm-mm. Oh, my, it takes a fortune.